The Burt Show.
She kissed Ron Jeremy and she liked
no,
it.
No, oh my God.
She did not. I'm sitting in my chair. Okay, so of course we just had Ron Jeremy in studio. I hope Jen's listening to this in LA. Mm. So we had Ron Jeremy in studio. Okay, everything's fine. And I thought I got it because Bert kept saying, oh, you're going to get a big hug. He's going to give you a big hug. I'm like, no.
Bert Choco was going to be a birthday hug.
So I thought, perfect, he's getting out of here, everything's fine. And then he turned and he was shaking Jeff's hand, he was shaking Bert's hand. I thought, I'll shake his hand. And then I thought, I don't know if I want to shake his hand. And then he said, no, I gotta hug pretty ladies. So he came and gave me a hug. And it was, you know how when you're hugging someone, you really don't want to hug. So I'm almost giving the kind of, I don't know.
The butt out hug?
Yeah. Well, and then he kissed me on my head. And so...
Do you know where those lips have been?
I know. Thank God it was. And so he kissed me on the top of my head, I guess, like I'm a good girl. And
if I were you, I would shave the hair as though you had lice.
Wow. And so, yeah.
I just wanted to know your inner monologue at that very moment as he's approaching.
I was staring at Bert.
Wait, no.
I saw him coming, and then the way we were hugging, my face was almost in his pit, and he was kissing the top of my head, and I was looking over his shoulder. I was looking over at Bert, who was giving the fist pump like, yeah.
He turned out to be a really nice guy, and I think he handled himself, and the show handled it very, very well.
It was good.
Very well. Yeah. Once he left, I said to Wendy, I'm like, you know what we didn't ask? The question that we get time and time again from women is, look, if my guy is really, really bad in bed, is there anything I can really do about it?
Yeah.
And he would have been the dude to ask.
Absolutely. Bummer.
Next time, Melissa. When you have him come in next time and visit.
The next birthday. Who's that? Oh, I have the next birthday.
Bert, when's your birthday?
July 9th.
Oh, Bert has the next birthday.
Yeah, April.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Got you a birthday present.
Yeah. Like you, Melissa, Ron Jeremy was a star when my dad was a kid.
Yeah, your dad probably has a whole collection.
That's funny.
Actually, do you want to call him later today and talk about stuff?
Your dad?
Yes.
Well, I was telling Wendy, I'm so excited that Betty White's going to be on Saturday Night Live because we're contemporaries now, you know?
Melissa turns 40 years old today.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes. And I am totally fine with it. I'm not somebody that has been freaked out about 40. I embrace it. I think it's cool. It's going to take some getting used to say I'm in my 40s. That is an odd phrase to say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I am totally fine with it.
This is, if you missed this earlier this morning, the AP News did a story on our very own Melissa Carter and her birthday
Pretty
today.
Cool.
A Georgian television station has shown what it says to be the world's oldest person. The woman is named
Melissa Carter.
And the station says she was born back in 1880.
Oof.
That will make her 130 years old.
Man.
The station says it established her birth date from documents at the country's Civil Registration Agency. Now, if authentic, the woman would be the world's oldest living person by nearly two decades. Georgia's Civil Registry Agency is now trying to get the woman's documents verified, possibly putting her in the Guinness Book of World Records. Brian Thomas, The Associated Press.
Very cool for AP to do that.
So awesome.
I know.
Congratulations.
And to win some kind of competition is always important in this room, so it's good I'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
The oldest.
Awesome.
Neat.
Awesome.
Hey, The Burt Show.